This is Amarins. Hi again, my name is Arthur, a gay American now living in New Zealand, and welcome to episode 74 of the Amarins podcast for Friday, February 22nd, 2008. Today's episode is a bit of a short episode, and that actually is related to my first topic today, and in fact, all of my topics are a bit short today. But as longtime listeners will know, or those of you who've gone back and listened to older ones, last year I had trouble where I kept running out of bandwidth on my Podomatic account, which meant that nobody would be able to download any episodes. Well, I fixed that by upgrading to Pro, which meant I had to pay, and that came with a lot more storage space as well. Well, unfortunately, I'm about to run out of storage space, and that means that I'm going to have to take down the older episodes. Now, if you've ever thought, oh, I really should download some of those older episodes, now's your chance, because probably in about a week or so, I'm going to be taking them all down. I eventually want to have a different solution, but that's more long-term, and I've got to sort of sort this out in my head before I do anything. And my current Podomatic account doesn't expire until July, and so I don't want to do anything before then anyway, because I certainly don't want, well, much before then, because I don't want to be paying for two different spots if that's what I do. But I'll keep you posted as that develops. But if you do want to listen to or download older episodes, it would be a good idea to do it within the next week, because that's probably when they're going to go down. Related to that in a roundabout kind of way, my first year anniversary of podcasting is coming up the end of next month. March 27th, to be exact, is my first year of podcasting, because it is 1 year to the day from when I uploaded my first episode. Now, this year, March 27th falls on a Thursday, and of course I normally podcast on a Friday. I'm actually not even here that particular Thursday. But I might do a special one-year anniversary on the 27th anyway. We'll see. At any rate, any of you who want to send me an MP3 file of greetings or whatever have plenty of time to sort it out, because it's still more than a month away. And I will remind you again. But yes, I am very nearly to my first anniversary of podcasting. Now, the topics that I have today are small, as I said, and there's just a few things that I probably, quite frankly, wouldn't have talked about as topics all by themselves, but they're just little things that I thought were kind of interesting and I wanted to pass along. Now, last time I mentioned briefly something about drivers, and I said I should probably talk about that some more. And it was in the context of answering a question if I'd ever been in a car accident. And I said that the car I'd been in had been rear-ended on four different times, all of them in New Zealand. Well, that part's true, except that there were also two others, and both of those were in the U.S., one in my hometown and one in Chicago. No damage was done on most of those. The only time, as a matter of fact, I think the only time any damage was ever done was one time when I was driving, and I actually talked about that on the podcast. It's been that recent. So I do occasionally get things wrong, but anyway. And also, when I said that I said something about going to the sister-in-law's house for Christmas, Nigel's sister-in-law's house for Christmas, it's my sister-in-law, Nigel's sister. Oh well, just a case of CRS or something, I suppose. But there was a story in the news, and I'm not going to put a link to this in the show notes because I've actually forgotten where I saw it. But there was an article about daytime running lights, which are usually low-beam headlights on cars here in New Zealand. Now, many states in the U.S. and several countries require daytime running lights on all vehicles sold, so it's become increasingly common for American cars to have them. It's very uncommon here. And some researchers looked into that to see if it would have any impact on the crash statistics here, and they worked out that it would have no effect at all. And the reason is, get this, apparently the light is brighter here than it is in the Northern Hemisphere, or Northern Hemisphere countries, especially Scandinavia and Canada. And so they concluded that turning on headlights wouldn't have any added benefit. This is assuming, of course, it's a bright, clear day. I think the headlights are rather helpful at night, for instance. Of course, I still use my headlights if I'm driving long distance. And if it's a dark, rainy day, I turn them on as well. I figure anything that helps people see me has got to be a good thing. But they felt that headlights can, in New Zealand conditions, because the light is brighter, New Zealand and Australia, I should say, because the light is brighter, daytime running lights are actually unnecessary and are actually a bad thing, because they require slightly more fuel to be burned, and then that in turn will require the use of the burning of more fossil fuels. And also on the subject of cars, in a roundabout sort of way, every once in a while I tell you what the price of petrol here is in New Zealand, just so you can sort of have a point of comparison to where you live. And at the moment, petrol is costing roughly 174 per New Zealand dollars per liter, which works out to roughly $5.26 US cents per US gallon. So that's roughly how much we're paying for petrol, just speaking of cars. Now, in other news, you probably don't know it, but there's been a conference going on in Wellington, New Zealand, to deal with trying to ban cluster bombs. Now, cluster bombs are bombs that are really quite deadly because you drop the bombs and they break up into a lot of little bombs, which can cause all sorts of damage all over the place, and they can lay unexploded for years, sort of like a landmine, until somebody walks on, steps on them, and they blow up. So there's a move afoot to try to ban them. Australia was recently rapped over the knuckles by a Nobel Prize laureate named, what was her name, Jodie Williams, because she believes that they're not being sincere enough in trying to ban cluster bombs. However, it's worth noting that the US, China, India, Pakistan, Russia, and Israel didn't go to the conference at all. One assumes it's because they don't want to ban cluster bombs. I don't know. I would suspect that the US doesn't want to ban cluster bombs. I don't know about the other countries. But I just thought that was kind of interesting, and interesting that there had been a major disarmament conference going on in Wellington, New Zealand. In expat-related news, there was an article about Britain and its residency rules as it relates to citizens of the Commonwealth. And the Commonwealth, of course, are countries that most of whom used to be part of the British Empire, like New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and other countries. And the way it works for New Zealand, and I presume other countries as well, is that at present, any New Zealander who's age 17 or over, who has British grandparents, is entitled to 4 years residency with full working privileges in the United Kingdom. Then after 4 years, they can apply for full residency. And, of course, many people do that. Well, Britain is looking at probably abolishing that and setting up a points-based system. And that would have, of course, tougher restrictions as well for various citizens of various Commonwealth countries. So it's a very big deal because a lot of young New Zealand and Australian kids go off to, well, not kids necessarily, young people, go off to live in Britain for a while as they do what we call their OE, or overseas experience. But I had to laugh when I read this story, which I don't know where it originally came from, because the lead paragraph, check this out. The British government is considering axing the rights of its Commonwealth ancestors to live and work in the United Kingdom. Of its Commonwealth ancestors to live and work in the United Kingdom. Well, the ancestors would probably be either very old or dead, and they didn't come from the Commonwealth. It's the other way around. The right of its Commonwealth citizens who have ancestors who are English is what they're trying to say, but I had a bit of a giggle when I read that, to be honest. Now I'd like to go over the comments, and this is from, of course, episode 73, Rambles. And Archer said, "Loved hearing your answers to the questions. I think I might have guessed some of them. It's so much fun to steal from other podcasters. It's fun to see how many times other podcasters talk about you. And you know what? I heard all of those when I originally listened to each of those shows." And I said, "I agree it's fun to hear what others say. I think Tom's right, and we should share more of these from time to time, anyway. And if we didn't steal from each other, we wouldn't have any content." Kidding. Actually, when I was going through the questions and I said, who will answer the first? And I said, well, that's not really relevant. When Archer and Big Fatty did the questions, they used the comments. And if I thought about it in that terms, then Archer would have been the one I would have said that he would comment the fastest. And who wouldn't comment at all? Well, that would be either Fausto or Mark from Feast of Fools, because they never commented before. They don't listen either, as far as I know. So, of course, they wouldn't comment. And the next comment was from Game Chick, who said, "Oh my God, I've just listened to the 19th of the second podcast. People want more Nigel?" Now, of course, she is a friend of ours, I should tell you. And I said, "Yeah, I know, strange but true." And actually, I do hope to have Nigel on again at some stage. And as some of you know, one of the holdups is that Nigel likes me to have prepared questions, and I find that awkward. I mean, interviewing somebody I don't know is one thing, but interviewing him is weird. So that's been part of the holdup, and also we just haven't had the time or whatever. But one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be getting a second mic like mine so that we can have lovely sound when we finally do get together. And we eventually will. I'm sure we will. I think. But related to the subjects of the related to comments, I received this phone comment, which is partly on the same subject.
Hey, Arthur, this is Tom. Just wanted to leave you a quick message. I just finished your latest episode called The Rambles, and just want to say it was great hearing your answers to the questions and finding out a little bit more about you. And if I get any more of those, I'll make sure to get them out to everybody, because it's been quite an interesting adventure with all the other podcasters giving their point of view. So. Again, I wish you all the best, and look forward to your next political show, and I hope you get Nigel Beckham for him, as Mr. Walt said on his show, because we miss him. Anyway, hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Tom. Tom is a great supporter of podcasts, and you can find his show at rambleredhead.com, and sort of indirectly related to comments, I got my 22nd five-star review on iTunes, and it's from Bruiser B, who is an American living in Australia with his partner. And if you're listening to this episode, I would love to hear more about your story. By all means, send me an email. And any of you who would like to email me directly, and I don't read these on the air, can send an email to Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrins.com. But if you'd like to comment on this or any other episode, you can go to my blog, amrins.com, or you can email a comment to comment@amrins.com. And like Tom, you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. Just a reminder that I will soon be taking down those older episodes, so if you've ever had a hankering to listen to them or download them, time's a-wasting. But that's it for this week and this short episode, and I'll be back again next week with more. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.